It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner on this beautiful spring morning. Spring is fully in the air, and we are going to talk a little spring sports here. We've got Coach Gary Gravett in the house. We're going to talk Albia Blue Demons Soccer, one of the top soccer programs in the entire state, program that's been consistent, a young program. And we're going to talk about this year's team and what looks to be another very promising season ahead for the Blue Demons. Also going to check in with Coach Todd Ratliff. He's at the Drake Relays. Drake Relays going on right now, and what an exciting time for all those athletes that are donning the blue oval and the excitement that goes around with it. And, of course, the Blue Demons are up there representing our community very, very well. And the 4x200 already completed their journey. The fifth-place finish at the Drake Relays. What an impressive performance by them, beating the school record by about 0.8 seconds. So that's impressive stuff. We're going to talk with Coach Todd Ratliff. Of course, they still have some more work to do today, so we're going to visit with him about their journey there at the Drake Relays. That and so much more when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase the Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
The 2014 Iowa Cup season is underway, and you don't want to miss any of the excitement. There's fun for the whole family, and you can catch some of the top prospects in the Cubs organization all season long as the road to Wrigley runs through Principal Park. Get your single-game tickets, plan your picnic or group outing, or rent a skybox now. Visit iowacubs.com or call 515-243-6111. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. Beautiful, sunshiny spring morning here in the Heartland, and we're talking spring sports, spring football. The oval type of spring football, and that is a soccer that has really caught on here in our community, and a young soccer program. I'm sitting next to the head coach, Coach Gary Gravert. Coach, a young soccer program, really, when you put it in perspective to traditional programs, and yet you guys have had a history of success here.
Well, this is our 14th year, and I think... you know, we're getting to the point where we're not as young anymore. Me too, but we're moving along, and we've had some great successes in the past few years. I think out of the 13 past years, I think probably at least 10 of them have been double digit, where we've won 10 games in a season or more, and I think that speaks well of us. And we've been to the state tournament a couple of times. We've been to the sub-state finals a couple of times. That's a real credit to the community and how they have supported the soccer program and actually birthed it. And I think right now we're still growing. I mean, right now we're trying to kind of get our field in a little bit better condition. Our practice situation is great. I think, and our numbers are pretty good. We've got 31 kids on the soccer team this year, and we've got some good soccer players, and we have people that have been going out to, traveling to Kansas City and Burlington in the off season, and really learning a lot. So as a coach, I think our program has benefited from that greatly.
What's been the mystery behind all this, Coach? I think you go back 20 years, and there was no soccer here in Albion. Suddenly, this new sport come along to at least people in this community, and the numbers has just been outstanding, and it continues to grow. And I think some of the adults are not really completely caught on to what soccer is, but the kids are really catching it on.
Well, I think when it gets right down to it, soccer's fun. It's activity. It's got some technique to it, so you have to learn how to pass, dribble, and shoot. It's a little bit rougher game than like basketball, where you can be physical. So it's just a fun game to play, and so a lot of people are jumping on board. It's fairly cheap to play. You just need a flat area, really, and I think that one of the reasons that it's caught on, really, in a lot of places in the state, but particularly in Albia, is because you've had some parents that are going, "This is good for my kid," and it has been good for the kids. I think having some success, that always promotes things as well.
Well, Coach, you've retired from teaching, and you've kind of had a year off from teaching, and we're real thrilled to have you back as coach. I wondered if you were going to stay long to coach, and great to have you back. But how's the retirement going? Although I think you've kind of traded hats.
Well, I retired from teaching, and I now work part-time for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm the South Central Iowa representative for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I asked my boss if it would be okay if I would be able to coach soccer, and he said that'd be good, and he's been very gracious about that, switching some things around for me, and realizing that my time schedule is going to be a little bit different in the spring. So that's been I would like to thank. Could I publicly thank Dave Turnbull, my boss in Des Moines, to allow me to do this? And it's been good. I mean, like I said, I was the only coach that we've had so far. But I think we have some great people coming through. That I've had great volunteer assistants, Matt Johnson, and now Brandon Banning's helping me out now, and. Coach Karimski was great when he was here with us, and he was helping our JV kids and stuff. So I've had a lot of help there, and then there's a lot of help in the off season, and I'm just glad that I can still be part of it. Yeah, it's really a pretty time consuming. In fact, this morning, like I said, we're kind of working on our field. I'm going to go over and rake our field. Well, we have a lot of sand, and we're trying to grow some grass in it, and I'm hoping that before it rains here later this week, that I can kind of, you know, tamp down a few things. And boy, if we get that grass growing there, our facilities are going to be some of the best in the state. So all around, you know, administration has been helpful. So life has been pretty good, and I really appreciate the opportunity to coach again, because I now work with coaches a lot, and, you know, still having my kind of toe in the water, so to speak, really helps me with them.
You said your boss. I thought you were talking about Sue. We're talking with Coach Gary Gravert, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Coach, I think one of the advantages of working with all the coaches in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is that can see from a little bit of a distance. You know, a coach carries a lot of burdens and a lot of stress, and they're the go-to guy. And having all these different coaches, you kind of get to touch. It probably gives you some insight on how to deal with some of the own things you deal with the coach, but I think coaches can help coaches.
Yeah, we think FCA has kind of refocused its attention to coaches. You know, Billy Graham was approached by, actually it was Bobby Bowden, who was the head football coach at Florida State for a long, long time. And Bobby Bowden was asked him if he should become a minister or become a coach. And Billy Graham said, I think you should become a coach. You can touch more souls in a year's time than ministers many times can touch in a lifetime. And so Bobby Bowden went on to be a great football coach and a great man, and has touched a lot of young people's. And I think that that's the case with high school coaches. That's the case with college coaches. You know, we have a chance to make a difference in our culture. And I think that it's so important to do that. And I think being able to, you know, go around, talk with coaches, give them some resources on how to better their program and better the people that are in their program is very, very important. And hopefully that trickles down to our high school athletes, our college athletes. And I want to say that it's been a real treat for me. This year has been, you know, God has been good to me. I've been able to do my passions for so long. You know, I've always loved literature and the English language. I got to teach English for 35 years. I've always loved athletics. I got to coach for more than 35 years now, and I've always loved the Lord. Well, and it's been a passion for me. Now I get to, you know, continue with those three things as my career goes on and my life goes on. But I think, you know, it's been real special for me to be able to coach again this year, and being able to step back and use some of the things that I've learned about coaching from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and from other coaches around our area, and both in the college and in the high school ranks.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demon soccer team, 11th rated, and we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and talk with Coach Gary Gravert about this year's team, about the makeup, and about the outlook of as the season goes along. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Best-in-class sales, best-in-class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County, Noble, Southtown, and Waters. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock at all times, we're sure we'll have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com and see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps, plus any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong. in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in establishing your credit while you drive the new or pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just our goal, it's our only goal. Come to Indianola for every American make and model. Indianola Auto Group.
Now it's time for the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
A Davenport man knew he had a winning ticket, but he wasn't expecting to find so many zeros when he scratched off his prize amount.
Scratched off the three zeros, you know, thinking it was just going to be something small. And then I just scratched another zero off, and I was like, woo!
Darren Dow won $10,000 on a Make My Week scratch ticket he purchased at K&K Food and Gas in Davenport.
Darren said he plans to use his lottery winnings to fix up his vehicles.
A clerk's ticket choice paid off for a Northern Iowa man.
Robert Diebler of Garner won a $30,000 top prize on a Cash Inferno scratch ticket he purchased at Garner Town Mart.
Told them to pick me one out, and they picked it, and it was a good one.
Robert and his wife Diane plan to use the lottery winnings to take a vacation this summer.
For the latest Mega Millions winning numbers, as well as drawing results for our other lotto games, visit ialottery.com.
This has been the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute. It's your dream. Anything can happen.
Shop Menards Project Day Sale for great deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, lawn seed, and much more. Turn bare spots into a beautiful green lawn with AmTurf Lawn Seed Blanket. It features quality seed embedded in a mulch blanket that promotes growth while protecting against wind, sun, and heat damage. A 25-square-foot lawn seed blanket by AmTurf is now just $5.98 after rebate at Menards. Your lawn and garden savings place.
Save big money at Menards.
At Community First Credit Union, we're running full speed ahead by offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.99% APR for up to 66 months. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance today. Or get yourself that new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.99% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Direct deposit required. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Core 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner here at Community First Credit Union, right here in beautiful downtown Albany, just on the outskirts where the 34 and 5 intersection meet, and they'll take great care of you. Save some money with their free checking. And also, now that, folks, this is pretty impressive stuff. These are historic lows right now. If you know, these times are going to be passing very soon, but auto loans as low as 1.99%, you can call in, and they can get you approved right over the phone, and you're not dealing business with strangers somewhere in Timbuktu. You're dealing with the people right here in your neighborhood. Give them a call here at Community First Credit Union. Right now on the call is Coach Gary Gravert, head coach of the Albany soccer team. Coach, once again, you came into a season with lots of expectations and high hopes and lots of recognition from people around the state. Number 11 ranked team in the state. Tell us a little bit about the season so far.
Well, we suffered our first loss last night. We began the season 4-0, and we were defeated last night by Grinnell 5-3. And Grinnell, you know, it might kind of look bad because Grinnell was like 1-7. But if you take a look at their schedule, they've been playing Valley and Urbandale and Ames and Ankeny and some really high-class competition. And they came in, and to tell you the truth, that they tested us where we needed to be tested last night. If I could talk about that game a little bit. Our defense is really young. Our goalie is a sophomore, has never played varsity soccer before. Our goalie is Josiah Harris, by the way, and our center defender, Brennan Bassett, he's a sophomore as well. Never played a whole lot of varsity soccer, has played some. And then on our right, we've got Tyler Berry. And on our left, we've got Jay Heaton, and both of them are juniors, but, you know, have very little varsity experience. And in the middle, Matt Delaney, Matt is just great. He's like a coach on the field, and he's had a lot of varsity experience, but he's really the only one of all of those five that are kind of the mainstays of our defense that have had a lot of experience. So last night we got that, our defense got tested, and they scored 5 goals on us. And I think that if we can use that as a learning experience, that's going to be really, really good. Previous to that, we've been dependent upon our offense and really our midfield and our target player. We call them target players. Our forwards have been just great. I mean, these are some really experienced, well played people. We have Aaron Ambrose in the middle. Last year, he was our sweeper. Aaron has done a great job of distributing the ball and controlling things in the middle, along with Colton Dorpinghaus. And Colton is he loves soccer. I can remember Colton coming over and watching us in the Sunday afternoon gyms when he was just a little tyke. But he's out there and he handles the ball well. He's got a great shot. Yeah, he distributes the ball well. And they're in the middle for us in the midfield. And on our right, we've got Skyler Bettis, who is just, man, he's just got a rocket foot. And he's had some really good varsity experience and done a great job for us. Scored a big goal for us last night. And on the left-hand side, Jacob Linger and some other people have been playing out there. And Jacob is he's just a go-getter. And so that midfield has been great for us, and we've been able to depend on them in a lot of games so far. And our forwards, we've got Shadow Leshen and Caleb Gray, and both of them have great foot skills. Caleb is fast and strong. Shadow is fast. He's strong, being, you know, knowing the wrestling situation that he's been in, and he's also got good quick feet. Caleb's got a great shot, and they've been working very, very well together. So I think we got tested last night where we needed to get tested, and hopefully that's going to be a learning experience. Previously, I mean, we've been able to score 6 goals against Knoxville. We scored 3 against Pella Christian. We scored 3 against I forgot who the other people were, but we've had I really think that we are 11th ranked. That shows that there's a respect for Albia soccer in the state. I think that as our defense grows and as our defense learns and as our depth grows, we have a chance of being a very, very good soccer team. And we talk about that all the time. It's all about May.
Coach, midfield seems like it's really over the years has been the place where you win contests. You can control the midfield, and in particular maybe in this year, you got some inexperience maybe on the back side but if you can control that midfield, keep the ball pushed on their side of the field, that gives you a real big advantage.
Yeah, we talk about it being when you control the midfield, you control the game. And I just remembered, how could I forget us beating Centerville? Anyway, that's where Ambrose comes in very handy. He and Matt Delaney in the center of our field, they have experience, but Ambrose is really a strong, physically strong player. And he's been able to win balls, and Colton Dorpinghaus has been a great compliment inside, because Colton is able to scoot around and pick up loose situations where the ball's out in space, and Ambrose has been the one that's been kind of forcing it into space. So I'm very pleased, very, very pleased with that situation. They could use a little rest in the middles of games. When we played at Oskaloosa, I don't think either one of them came out of the game at all, and they were a couple of tired puppies at the end, as were many of our guys. Midfield is a position when they talk about soccer players running 5 miles in a game. Well, not all soccer players run 5 miles in a game, but midfielders, even in high school, it's up there, 3.5-4 miles in a game, and it's sprinting running and 20 yards at a time. So these guys have really, really been an important part of our team, and as well as our forwards up there. I mean, that's great. And I'm not trying to demean our defense. It's just that we're not as experienced as we need to be. And we learned a couple of lessons last night that are going to be very, very helpful in our future.
Such young guys in the backside, and I think about Josiah Harris, you know, just a sophomore, but that kid's he is physically put together and a smart, cerebral kid. He's going to be just a sophomore. He's going to be an outstanding goalie for you if that's where you keep him.
Yeah, we have our JV people have been very good too, and Josiah, you know, he's he loves to play, and he loves to play goalie, and he's really taking it on, and I think with some experience and with some, you know, getting out there and getting his hands on the ball more often and you know, taking these games and realizing, okay, this is when I can go out and help. This is when I have to stay back. This is when I have to stay on. You know, and I'm not trying to demean what he's already done. He's done a nice job, but he's gonna get better, and he's physically very capable. He's got good size. He's got good strength. He's going to be an important person in the middle for us.
Coach, when a novice like me looks at the soccer field and looks at you guys playing on the field, he sees a lot of running up and down the field, a lot of bodies going all different directions. But and from a distance, not knowing the game, it doesn't look like there's any uniformity. It's just guys running up down the field, but truly there's a discipline that is going on in the field. Guys doing their spots, and you actually run plays, so you got guys knowing where things are going.
Yeah, and I think one of the beauties of the game, and this is what I like about it. You know, there aren't any timeouts, so I can't call a timeout and run a play. There aren't any timeouts, so I can't call a timeout and settle a player down. So once the guys go out there, they're kind of on their own. They have to have prepared themselves physically, tactically, knowing what they want to do, and they have to adjust the game on the run. And we've done a very good job of that. You know, the experience that they've had, not only in high school soccer, but in fall soccer and traveling soccer, going out to different places. Janny Dorpinghaus has done a great job of organizing, going to tournaments during the summertime and in the off season. And Aaron Kester has done a great job of coaching them and getting them into situations where they understand the game. So much of it is it's not so much a planned situation, but it's kind of planned. I like to say we get out there and we discover our game. And as the season goes on, we allow our team to shape itself. And I think that's happening for us. And it's going to take a while. I mean, we've got a lot of games left. We've only played five. We've got 10 more games. Unfortunately, we only have 3 more home games, which, by the way, next Saturday we're going to play at 2:00. So if people will be on our game field at 2:00 against the number 4 rated team in the state, Mid Prairie. So I'd like to invite people to come on out there, and hopefully it's nice and sunny like today. But yeah, and one of the things that you find us, if you're sitting near our sideline, you hear us yelling, keep your shape. You know, keep your spacing. Very similar to those of you that are people that are involved in basketball. You know, spacing, keeping your shape, knowing where people are. And that's very important in soccer, too. Only we're playing on a 120-yard field, not a 93-foot basketball court. So it's a little bit easier to see in a basketball court, I think, probably than on our field. But I think there's a way to play. There's a way to keep shape. There's a way to pass. There's a way to attack. And we've been kind of a run and shoot bunch so far this season. But we're trying to evolve our offensive game, especially in the offensive third. So, you know, things are going to be very, very good. I'm very, very pleased with our guys so far this season.
Guys up front that the coach can flat out run, and they're aggressive guys. You know, I think of Caleb and Shadow. You know, they're really good athletic guys. They're really fast, but they're also not afraid to stick their nose in there.
Yeah, our first goal last night. We were disappointed But our first goal last night was what I call one of those hard-nosed goals that I think that just shapes a team and invigorates a team. You know, we had Shadow in there, and there was a mix of people, and he was kicking around and trying to keep the ball alive, and it pops out, and Caleb pops it into the goal, and it wasn't pretty, you know, but for me, that tells me, yeah, I've got a bunch of people they're hard-nosed people that are going to put the ball in the net in tough situations, and I was very pleased with that. And we've had a few of those. Most of our goals this season have been of the breakthrough. You know, we get a one-on-one with the goalie kind of a thing. Some of them have been a very teammate-oriented. We're Shadow and Caleb and. Colton and Aaron and Skyler they've really done a nice job of working together, but it's also been on the run. But that goal last night was pretty sweet. I mean, our corner kicks have been they've been very dynamic. We talk about that being an attitude situation. You know, if my will to get it in the goal is stronger than your will to get it out of the goal, then we win. But and that's one of the things our defense is really learning, I think, is that those attitude situations. And I think, like last night, and I keep harking back to a loss, but that last night they scored on two free kicks, a PK, and then so those are situations that we can avoid. And I think that, but those are also attitude situations. And I think that, we learned from that. Obviously, since we're 4-1, our attitude has been pretty darn good.
You got a team full of guys that are winners, Coach. You know, I think about the names you threw out there, and they're all been a part of winning. And I wonder how much of that culture just carries over into every sport. You know, you start to develop a real culture of the expectation to win, and people really understanding those gut check moments, how to get through those.
Yeah, I think success in other sports breeds success in other sports. One of the things that we have a lot of guys that sometimes soccer's they're the only sport they're participating in, but we have a lot of guys that have participated in many sports, whether it's basketball or wrestling, football, and even baseball. You know, my son Gabe, there are a lot of times in baseball where that whole, what's the attitude that you have to have in tough situations? Being able to overcome adversity. That's such an important part of athletics, but it's also such an important part of life, being able to overcome adversity. Okay, something bad happened. What is your attitude? Attitude is the way that you think. Okay, something bad happened. So, okay, are we gonna suck it up and keep plugging away, or are we gonna walk away? And I think one of the great things about athletics is it teaches you not to walk away. It teaches you to keep plugging away. And now I've kind of raised four children, and I have a feeling that they've heard me say keep plugging away enough. But it's a great lesson to learn about life, and so many sports offer that lesson in so many different ways.
Head coach Gary Gravert, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. Coach, keep plugging away, buddy. Off to a great start and a great week ahead for the Albion soccer team. Get out and see him next Saturday. You're going to be here at 2 o'clock, the opening kickoff, and we hope to be there to bring you some of this coverage along the way. Head coach Gary Gravert, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jason. We appreciate your support for all the Albion sports, and we appreciate your radio station's support of us. You know, being able to get on the radio, being able to really advertise the success of our team has been great. And we're hoping to give you a real some thrills towards the end of the season as well.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Come right back to Corn 34 and 5. Coach Todd Ratliff's going to join us from the Blue Oval. He's at the Drake Relays when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on this beautiful Saturday morning. And it couldn't be any prettier than what you might find at the Drake Relays of the Blue Oval. And I've got head coach Todd Ratliff, who is at that very location. Coach, welcome back to the Coach's Corner.
Hey, thank you, Jason. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm having just a little bit of trouble hearing you this morning.
Well, that isn't the first time someone said that, buddy, but I hope you can catch on here. But give us a breakdown of how things are going there for you and your guys there at the Blue Oval.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you said, but I'm going to go and talk about what happened up here yesterday. We started the day off right early with a race slightly before 9 o'clock. Hunter Weldon and Alex Schultz both qualified in the field of 32 out of the 1,700 runners that had run the 100. They were both in the top 32 that got the nod. Hunter had a great race, finished 24th. Again, putting that perspective, 24th out of 1,700 runners that have run the 100 this year, and Alex was 20th. So started the day out good there, and then the relay horseman got focused for the 4x2. Ran yesterday afternoon about 1:45. It came out of the chute, and they ended up breaking their own school record, which they broke at Waukee on the 17th, and ran a 1:29-something. I can't remember the change on it, but for the first time in school history, any team's ever gone under 1:30, and they medaled fifth with that relay. So pretty exciting. Tried to keep them out of the sun for most of the day. Got them into the field house. The 4x1 was run about 6 o'clock, right after our junior high guys. Let me throw a shout-out for them. Can't remember the four guys' names. Jer, McNitch, I believe, Kate Crawl, Drew Winky, and Tyler Stringfellow. They went out and they broke a 40-some-year-old junior high 4x1 record at Albion. They ran 49.90, and that's fully automatic timing. Got ninth out of the field of 31 in the junior high division. So some talent there in the making. Coach Helm doing a great job with those guys. Then our 4x1 guy out there and took down yet another record from the Kyle Obermeyer, Kurt Coughlin, Robert Piszczek era, and broke the record. Got 19th place overall, ran a 44.02 fully automatic timing, which on the record board you subtract the 0.24 seconds for manual time delay, and that'll be a 43.8 new school record there. So two relays, two records, and then the big event, you know, they got sixth here last year in the 4x4. They went out, and in their heat, they just took off like their feet were on fire, Jason. Alex Schultz, I believe, broke the 49 mark for the first time ever. Brett Leshen broke the 50 mark for the first time ever and was in the 49. Ryan had a great start, and Luke always runs solid and well. Went out, they ran a meet fastest, 3 minutes, 19.66 seconds. To put that into perspective, last year, when they won the 2A state championship, they ran a 321.21. And last night they ran a 319.66.
Waukee had a little bit of injury issue on their anchor runner in their heat, and Cedar Falls actually disqualified themselves for running on the wrong side of the line, too many steps. So that's how the top three teams broke down from each of the different heats. So Ames is was right on our heels. Ankeny was fairly close to us. But we were fortunate enough tonight to get lane four, the fast lane. That'll be run about 4:22 roughly today. So again, they ran three relays. They shattered three records. Had a beautiful 75 and sunny day up here. We got back, had some pizza last night, and relaxed. We reflected a little bit about the difference between this year and last year after that preliminary 4x4. The guys are still in bed. I'm here with Coach Winky. We're watching the 4x8 run, and then we're going to go back and make sure everybody gets up and start it all over again to run the finals today.
Coach, that is some legitimately amazing stuff you just put out there. It probably comes.
Are you still there?
I'm still here, buddy. It seems just a little surreal how, you know, the performance by all your guys and the junior high kids, and yet you still have the big race to come this afternoon, and it looks like you guys have a chance to win the whole thing.
Well, you know, it's every day it's a different race. You know, we might go out and run a 3:25 tonight. We might go out and run a 3:19 again. So, you know, these guys are pretty humble about it. You know, the first thing they did once we saw that they were going to be the fast heat and the racing was done was they came over to the rail, you know, and they wrapped their arms around each other's shoulders and grabbed me from the stands. And, you know, we did what we think is the right thing to do, and we thank God for the talent that he gave them. And, you know, just praise him for letting us come up here and do our best. You know, we really think that he's blessing us because of the work we're putting in, and he obviously blessed with the talent that we have. And, you know, before we race tonight, we'll come together and we won't pray for victory. We'll just pray to do our best. You know, and I think that's kind of the theme in Albion now, is we really try not to worry about other people and how the final place goes. We just want to perform to our best ability to what we've trained at. And, you know, it really, I think it works out best that way.
Well, Coach, I want to talk more about the 4x400, but let's go back and real quick talk a little bit about Hunter Weldon. Here's a young man that, has been running really, really fast, but he lives in the big shadow of all these upperclassmen who are tremendous athletes and making and breaking records. And here's a young man that goes out just as a sophomore and really sets a tremendous tone.
Yeah, you know, I caught the first part of that. I heard Hunter's name, and I'm just going to talk about Hunter for a minute. Here's a kid who on Friday last week was on the final 32 sheet. On Saturday, when the updated sheet came out, he wasn't. You know, he could have gotten bitter and threw the towel in right there on the season. But he knows he's been working too hard for that. He's like, okay, Coach, I understand. I'll just focus on qualifying for state. Then on Monday afternoon, I think it was, when did we come up here? I'm sorry, I'm confused on my days. It was Wednesday afternoon. So we were getting ready to pack things up. I'm going to go back. I think it must have been Thursday because it was the day we were leaving. I got a call from the committee saying that one of the guys had scratched out and the slot was his if he wanted it. You know, when I told him, I saw that excitement in his eyes. And then, you know, he was the only sophomore in the field. So when I told him, I also saw a little bit of, uh-oh, maybe I've run faster than I should have this year. But he came up here and, you know, he showed that he belonged. And I think he's learning a lot from watching the work ethic of those older guys, the guys that have been doing it. And, you know, really, really pleased with what he's doing. We're hoping, you know, maybe districts to get into the state in the Open 100. And he's going to start off a medley team with some guys that I think we can get that race through to come up here. Working real hard. You know, all the way up and down the lineup, I've got guys that are working hard. And it's just a pleasure and a blessing for me to have a chance to work with them.
We're talking with head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albion track team at the Drake Relays. Coach, for those who really are cheering you guys on but maybe don't have a grasp of the Drake Relays, this is not us racing against classes of high school athletes. It's the top 32 in the entire state.
Right, exactly right, Jason. You know, state's a big deal, and we sure don't ever want to downplay the quality of competition that's there within our 2A 96 schools. But when we come to Drake Relays, we qualify for the Drake Relays. We're qualifying against Waukee, and we're qualifying against Roosevelt out of Des Moines and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson and Lynn Mar Marion and Cedar Falls. It's everybody. The 356 or whatever it might be, track programs in the state of Iowa, you're fighting for a spot within all those guys. So it's like state on steroids, if you will, because it's everybody. And it's an invite college meet where they allow high school kids to come up and run that have shown that they've earned that right.
How big of an advantage is it to you, Coach, having you guys been there before and then having the numbers of guys that are coming up there to run today or the last couple of days? That really has to give the guys an advantage, seeing their teammates there and having been there. This isn't just something new, and you get maybe over some of the bigness of it.
You know, and I'm going to have to apologize to you and the listening audience. I didn't catch any of that. A lot of concrete here around the stadium. I can't seem to get a good reception.
Coach, tell us about tonight.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about these young men. They're doing an amazing job. And if anybody's got a chance to sneak up here this afternoon, 4:22, you're going to see one heck of a race between the elite 4x4 teams in the state. So, like always, go Big Blue.
Head coach Todd Ratliff, head coach of the Albia track team. They're at the Drake Relays today. They're going for the 4x400 championship. They are the top team, got the number four lane, and that is the fast lane, and they have all the cards set on the table to get a Drake Relays championship, and it is the race where they give the flag to the winning team, and it is the only race that gets that recognition, and what an amazing accomplishment. If the Albia Blue Demons, out of all the track runners in the entire state of Iowa, they are amongst the best. Take a time out. Come back here at the corner of 34 and 5 as we wrap things up on this beautiful Saturday morning. Come back and talk with Joe Millage. He's going to talk about big happenings tonight when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. For always fresh cut and 100% natural meats, shop Jim and Charlie's. This week, save on USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Tenderized Angus Beef Round Steaks. They're just $3.59 per pound. USDA Select Boneless Angus Beef Rump Roasts are $3.39 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Packs of Country Style Pork Ribs are $2.49 per pound. Shop Jim and Charlie's.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. As we wrap things up here, how about that Albia track team? Unbelievable, folks.
The 4x400 team, the real shot tonight to win the whole thing, and that's some historic stuff. A sophomore out there finishing in the top 25 in the entire state in the 100 meter, and then the junior high guys up there. Not to mention that we've got the 4x200 team in the top five in the entire state. Some fast guys and gals coming from Albia, Iowa, and got a fast talker on the line. Joe Millage, you're on the air.
When has it ever been a time when somebody couldn't hear you? Poor Todd Ratliff.
Exactly. Well, they may be able to hear me but not understand me. It's not the first time someone didn't understand what I was saying, Joe.
He was up at the Blue Oval, but it might as well have been the Bermuda Triangle, I guess. But hey, we're down here at the American Legion, Jason. It is my favorite event of the entire year. And, I've said that several times, so I'm not just saying it today. The JDRF auction is my favorite event of the year. The dinner, the thick slice of prime rib, and the comedian or the entertainment that they have, plus all the auctioneering that goes on. It's just fun to come out and see your friends. And of course, one of my favorite memories, Jason, was a few years ago. You couldn't be here, but you had to have that Terry Simmons photo of the football team, the Blue Demon football team, because I think your son was in it. And so the bidding got up to 200. You were on the phone with me asking me to bid for you. And the last bid here was like 180, but we took you up to about 500 because...
Yeah, I remember that too, Joe. I'm still trying to pay that thing off.
it's
when I gave John Flattery my bid card.
Many times that this little Albia store here in Albia, Iowa, the Hy-Vee food store here in Albia, Iowa, raises the most money year after year for JDRF, and they're in a dogfight. They're in a dogfight with Grand Island, Nebraska, and we need everybody to get out and support it. It's not just a good cause, and it's fun to raise money, but we want to continue to put Albia on the map as well. This store here in Albia can be one of the top or the top in all 236 stores in Hy-Vee Nation for raising money for juvenile diabetes. It's a great cause, and I tell you what. The items that they auction off here are spectacular. Last year, I bought my daughter a guitar signed by John Cougar Mellencamp. And so there's great items here, and literally over 100 items that they will, you talk about the speedsters up at the Drake Relays, these auctioneers will speed through this list. And anything from food to overnight stays to celebrity signed items, and, of course, KIIC donating a T-shirt signed by all the coaches at Iowa State, including Jamie Pollard, and it's been framed beautifully by White Oak Gallery. And so a lot of fun. We want to encourage folks to come on out. You can still buy your tickets at the door. I believe they're $25 for a ticket, and you're going to get the best meal you could possibly get within a 60-mile radius here tonight with that thick slice of prime rib and the entertainment that goes on here at JDRF.
It's always a great time, Joe, and what a great cause. And they work really, really hard at making sure that you get your money's worth when you come out. And I tell you what, you probably won't find an auction, anywhere around that has the diversity of high quality auction items that you won't find anyplace else.
Yeah, area businesses really step up. I mean, everybody from Honey Creek with overnight stays to, just the local businesses that donate actual goods and products and services as well. And so it's a great time, and you can get your money goes for a great cause. You can get great deals here. And, Jason, you know as well as I do, just about everybody that comes in the door walks out with something. Door prize. There's so many door prizes. I think last year we walked out with about three or four different door prizes and big baskets of food and stuff. So come on out. It's at the American Legion. I believe around 5 o'clock, you'll start seeing folks line up here to get inside and you'll have a great time. It'll be a great evening out for you and whoever you come with.
Well, Jay Mill, nice talking to you, buddy, and we'll see you tonight at the JDRF function. What time the doors open and get things underway?
I'm going to have to check. We're here unloading sound equipment right now, but I believe it's 5 o'clock, and then the entertainment starts around 7, the auction right after that. So we'll see you guys down here tonight at JDRF.
Joe Millage down at the American Legion, and one of my favorite places, American Legion. Some of the greatest people in our community, serving our community, and veterans. Thanks to Gary Graff for stopping by, head coach of the Albie Blumen soccer team. Off to a great start. And congratulations to all the tremendous athletes who have donned the blue oval. And good luck tonight to our 4x400 team. But the chance this afternoon, 4:22, to get a Drake Relay Championship. And, of course, a historical moment for them. Thanks to Todd Rapp for stopping by. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, running the board back at the KIC studios. You've been listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend.
The Preserve at Honey Creek Resort is forming men's leagues. They start on April 30th with a kickoff party. Play will go from May 7th through September 24th. These are two-man teams. It costs $40 per person to join, and that includes a gin handicap. There will be $15 weekly green fees, and that includes the cart, plus weekly prizes, food, and drink specials. This is limited to the first 24 teams, and they will fill up fast. Sign your team up today. Call 641-724-1400. You've been in the hospital, and it's time to begin your journey home. No matter where you had your hospital stay, Lucas County Health Center's skilled nursing care is available to help you regain your previous health and assist you with a safe transition back to home. Their team works closely with physicians to offer a safe, monitored environment where you receive individualized attention and care plans. To learn more, call 641-774-3267 or visit lchcia.com. Skilled nursing care at Lucas County Health Center. Continuous improvement close to home.
The voice of Lake Rapid, the Blue Demon, and the Cyclone, here on KIIC Albion.